In this chapter, we're going to be talking about the search, as we say, the search for the sincere listening. And if you'll turn to page 2-1, I'd like to read you the first paragraph, which is very important, because whether you're going to be a broker and go out and find businesses to list and sell, or if you're going to go out and work as a buyer to buy a business, this is the technique that we recommend for finding businesses. And although you may have problems in doing this, the problem usually is in the approach you're taking. So let's review what the approach should be. First of all, the HAML program is built on using at least 5 or 6 different approaches each week. You should spend 2, 3, 4 hours on each approach. If you have more time, go on to more types of approaches. Do not increase the time on each. And what we're saying is, stay out of ruts. And what we have found over the years, again, I do not know exactly why this works, and all I can tell you is, if you get a lot of balls in the air, instead of only 1 or 2 working, you're going to find they're all going to work. What most of you do that end up having problems is you go back, you find one technique that works, or maybe 2 techniques, usually only one, and then you beat it to death. And then you come back to me with big tears in your eyes, wondering why this doesn't work. Well, you have to realize you're going to have to go out and follow this. You're going to have a number of techniques going. And once you get the number of techniques going, you're going to find everybody, after a certain period of time, will be coming back and bringing businesses to you. And again, I want to repeat, stay out of ruts. Do not get hung up on just one thing. The fascinating thing is most of you get hung up going with a source called business brokers. And when you go with business brokers, what most of you end up doing is finding yourself with a lot of problems. You find most business brokers are not very good at what they do. And they also end up qualifying you so much that you end up being very disappointed with that approach. So what I'm saying is if you want to use that approach, fine. But what I'd like you to do, in addition, is go to a number of other areas. And let's start with the number one area, suppliers. The number one source, the suppliers we're talking about, people that supply businesses with goods and services. And I don't know if you realize this or not, but the average business owner, when they go to sell, do not call their priest, minister, or rabbi. What they normally do is they talk to their supplier, because a supplier is a person that's in there about every day or every couple of days talking about their needs or goods and what's happening in the business. And when they do get to the point where they want to sell, you're going to find they talk to their supplier. You're also going to find the average supplier knows who's making $50,000 a year and $100,000 because it's important to them, because they want to make sure that when they're delivering goods and giving these people credit, that they get paid. They also want to know when people sell. Why? They want to make sure they get their money or guarantee of getting their money before the next owner takes over. So suppliers have a lot of reasons for doing what they do, and they also have good reasons for helping you. When you go to talk to a normal supplier, and let's use an example, you've decided you want to own that fantastic restaurant. Well, tomorrow, if you'd like to, you can go out and hit 10, 15, 20, 30 restaurants and talk to the different owners. But there's a shortcut. Why not talk to the canned goods supplier or the person that supplies that restaurant with meat or liquors or Coca-Cola? What I'm saying is go to that source, because you're going to find in one meeting with these people called suppliers, you're going to be able to find out about a lot of businesses in the area, and they'll sit down and talk to you about them. You're going to find, in addition, these people are also going to call you in the future as other businesses become available. So it's a shortcut. It's an easy way to go. Now, for those of you that also have problems in talking to people or maybe have that fear factor, the other thing you have to realize, the average supplier is going to set up an appointment. In other words, they're going to call up so-and-so who happens to be a customer of theirs and say, "Hi there, I have this great friend of mine in Art Hamill, and Art Hamill's interested in a business like yours making $75,000 a year. Are you still interested in selling?" They then set up an appointment. And the thing you're going to notice also, every supplier will say that you're an old, very dear friend. They never say, "Gosh, this bum just walked in off the street." What they normally say is, "I'm setting up a very good friend." So you're not only finding and having somebody doing the analyzing and selecting for you, but you're also going to find they set up an appointment for you, which makes it very easy because you've come recommended. The next source we talk about here is cold canvassing. When we talk about cold canvassing, we're talking about walking into stores, businesses. It could be manufacturing, distributorships. And the thing you have to realize, we're talking about doing each one of these things so many times a week. So when you get to the point where you're talking about cold canvas, this is where most of you turn off and say, "My gosh, I'm not going to go out. I don't care if it's raining, snowing, or the weather's beautiful or bad." That's a fear factor. The thing I want you to realize, in our programs, our regular seminars that we've been teaching now for over 10 years, the one reason that we've set up a thing called field trips in the beginning was not only to educate our students on what was going on in the real world of business during the seminar period, but also to get them over the fear factor. And what we have found is by sending out people, when they're going through our seminar, to visit different businesses, even though they're only out for 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever it happens to be, we find that it helps almost all of them get over that great fear they have or that great fantasy they have about business owners being very tough people or hard to talk to. And what they do is they found out just the opposite is true. And can you go out tomorrow and cold canvas? Yes, you can. And you're going to find that, let's face it, the average business sells every 5 years, so on the average, 1 in 5 should be for sale. The next category, we're talking about promotion, letting the world know. I don't want you ending up becoming closet potential business owners, or the same thing with business brokers. You're afraid to go out and let the world know what you're doing. You're embarrassed, especially when you're going out to buy a company. You're afraid that your friends and all the other professionals are going to tell you, you've got to be kidding. You don't have anything. You can't do anything like that. And you're afraid they're going to put you down, so you don't let anybody know. You're going to find just the opposite is true. If all your life you have been sort of treated like a wimp, you're going to find that the world is going to suddenly look at you differently. Why? Because for the first time in your life, you're going to go out and do something positive, and you're going to be doing something that every one of your friends and relatives also wanted to do. So you're going to find there's going to be a new degree of respect. I'm not going to tell you nobody's ever going to put you down, but it doesn't happen very often. So let the world know. And what you're going to find is that instead of yourself being the only bird dog looking for this great business for you, whether you're a broker or a buyer, the thing you're going to find is you're going to have thousands of other people that you know that are also going to call you. And if you don't believe it, in the next couple of days, every time you run into a person, ask them if they know of a business for sale. And I'm talking about friends, relatives, whoever you happen to run into. And you're going to be surprised at the number of people that know about a business that's for sale. It's really fantastic. The next category, lawyers, which is a category many of you end up staying away from. Now, as I start to go through the different professionals in this section, I don't want you to go out and say, hey, I'm going to have to hire an attorney and the attorney will find a business for me. I don't want you to do that. If you happen to be working with an attorney right now, and the attorney happens to be a friend of yours, or maybe the attorney happens to be a person representing you in a case, so you know that attorney, what I'd like you to do in the next couple of days is sit down and spend some good time with them. Don't just call them on the phone. Don't try to make up a list of things to send to 50 attorneys in your area. I want you to go out and hit every one of the attorneys that you know. And what I'm saying is go out, take your time, and get all of them. Just don't shotgun. And what you're going to find is have breakfast, have lunch with your attorney. Spend an hour and a half, 2 hours. Spend some good time with that person, male or female. And what you're going to find is that person is going to know about businesses for sale. Most attorneys either have them through their office because a client has died and they've been asked to help or to sell a business, or they happen to know of one in the office. And if you also let the attorney know that you're willing to pay that person a fee, and again, let's restate this point. Most of you are going out, whether you're working as a broker or a buyer, and you're going to be making quite a bit of money on the transaction, whether you're buying it or whatever. What you should do now is learn sharing time. Because a lot of these people, whether they're friends of yours or professionals working for you, whichever the case may be, they all would like to get paid. In other words, they see you making this big chunk of money. All they'd like to say to you is, hey, friend, why not share part of it with us? And what you're going to have to get down to in every conversation with every professional or friend is show them that you're willing to share. You're willing to pay them a fee, even if it's only a finder's fee. When I start to talk about the next categories, 5 and 6, whether it's CPAs, accountants, or bookkeepers, the thing that always fascinates me is the fact that most of you come to me and say, well, I haven't done that. I haven't gone to people like that. Well, again, let me restate. I don't want you to pick out a CPA out of the yellow pages or an accountant or a bookkeeper and sit down and ask them if they have a business for sale. What I want to ask you is, are you working with a CPA now or a bookkeeper or an accountant? Do you have friends in these areas? Again, I'd like you to go out and have breakfast with them, lunch in the next couple of days, sit down with them, talk to them. And what you're going to find is, again, assuming that the average business sells every 5 years, and say your CPA or accountant has 100 clients, out of 100 clients, that means 20 of them are going to be available for sale this year. And although you may not understand this, many clients will go back to their CPAs or accountants or bookkeepers and say, will you assist me in selling? And you're also going to find, let's face it, who knows which businesses are making $50,000, $100,000, $200,000, who's cheating and who's not cheating. And you're going to find these are the group of people you want to work with. In fact, they're one of the better sources that we work with in the United States. The next category, stockbrokers, is one that a lot of you overlook. And again, I want to restate what we've mentioned a couple of times on this tape, and that is the fact that I don't want you to go out and hire a stockbroker. But if you're working with a stockbroker, the thing you have to realize is stockbrokers handle a lot of transactions. Because when a sale of stock is included in the transaction, a lot of the people will come to their stockbroker and say, will you sell my corporation? Which in essence, what they're really doing, though, is selling the stock in that corporation. So you find a lot of stockbrokers will have businesses for sale or will know of businesses that are for sale. And if they're not particularly in the business of selling them themselves or whatever, you're going to find they'll turn this business over to you. But the thing you have to remember with stockbrokers as all professionals, remember to pay them a fee. They're entitled to a fee, and you ought to pay them a fee. And it's also called sharing time. And you'll find the stockbrokers then will not only search all the other stockbrokers within their firm at that location, they'll search every other office they have. And then when the stockbrokers get together every week or two to have their stockbrokers meetings, you're going to find they're also going to be talking to their friends. Why? By helping you, it's going to be another source of income. Next category, bankers, is a category many people overlook. And again, why are bankers aware of the fact that businesses are for sale? Because a lot of the clients, especially when they're getting loans to their banks, will tell their banker. The main reason being they're wondering if the loan is assumable. They're also wondering if the banker might know about someone other client that has money, might want to buy their business. So bankers are going to be a great source also. And it's also nice to get to know your banker, because the more you get to know your banker, the easier it's going to be later as you go down and try to get loans. So what you're doing now is basically laying the groundwork, if you haven't done it already, laying that great groundwork that you have to lay with a banker. Because it's very difficult, especially later, to go in and hit your banker for a loan when you're in there for the first time. So it's nice to lay that groundwork and be in there 3, 4, 5, 10 times before you finally ask the banker for that loan you're looking for. The next source, and one of the better sources, or one of the best sources we have found over the years, is a thing called the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal, especially in their for sale by owner business page and also by broker, which is the page that comes out on Wednesday and Thursday, that newspaper, is the best one to get. Now, there's nothing wrong with ordering it Monday through Friday. The thing you also should realize when you're getting involved in the Wall Street Journal, you're going to find it's broken up by sections. And they have broken the section of the United States into so many sections. So if you're looking for a business in a certain part of the country or you're selling a business in that area, it's good to advertise in that journal. If you're the type of person that's looking for businesses all over the country, what you might think of doing is getting the Wall Street Journal for each one of the areas of the country. The other thing you might consider doing also is just going Wednesday and Thursday. But for those of you who are anxious and willing to want to go out very fast, why not get it all week? And it does come out Monday through Friday. And again, Wall Street Journal, fantastic source. The one thing I want to mention, though, is you contact the Wall Street Journal, there's going to be two different type of ads in the business for sale section. One is going to just list a phone number, maybe name of a person, and the other ones are going to be box numbers. Again, we've tried a number of these over the years, and we have found that when you go after the telephone number type, although it seems to be the easiest and the fastest way to go, it's not the best. Because what's going to happen is the person that's put that ad in there most of the time is going to try to qualify you. And what's going to happen is they don't give you any information, and they're trying to pick your brain to find out everything they can from your side. And it's always been my policy and philosophy that I, as a buyer or a representative of a buyer, am not going to give any information to the other side until after I basically have a desire or a need. And I would say you have a great business, fine, but if you don't sell me on it, I have no reason to start to tell you who I am or what I'm trying to do. So what we're trying to do is go after usually the box number ads under the Wall Street Journal. And you write to them. We never use company stationery because a lot of people that are running these ads are going to think you're doing research or you're spying on them. So what we normally do is use normal stationery. We try to type them whenever possible, make them neat. And for those of you who like to save time, do not go to the copy machine and just make up 50 copies and send it to all different people. Myself, when I have run ads in the Wall Street Journal and I've gotten inquiries like this on Xerox paper, I have a tendency to do what most of my friends do, which is just throw that in the wastebasket. So take your time, go after the ones that look very good, and again, send the good letters. And again, it may take you a week or two to have these come back, but it's worth it. Now don't come back to me and tell me that this doesn't work, because even when I'm buying businesses, I not only use the Wall Street Journal, but if you want to take all the other categories I'm talking about, I follow this step by step. And again, I don't buy businesses every month. But when I do, I go back to the same list following the same thing you're doing right here, and I find it works. And incidentally, when the day comes, when it doesn't work, then we're going to change this section. The next thing, the business opportunity newspapers, is the thing I probably get the most questions on. And there's a number of different types. And again, we have looked all over the United States. In fact, every city in the United States today has a person or an organization that are putting out for sale by owner businesses. In other words, people will write in, people will pay a certain fee, and the company is basically advertising for them. They don't collect a commission or a fee. All they're doing is charging for the advertising cost. I'd love to promote somebody, and I'd love to be able to tell you on this tape or in our programs about some great program available. But to this day, I haven't found that, and I, over the years, have subscribed to every possible one that they've put out. And what we have found in every case, it's either junk, there's not a lot of information, but plain and simple, just to sum it up, we have found we just wasted our time. Incidentally, if any of you get to the point where you want to make a little extra money and you want to put out something good in this area, we'd love to recommend you. For those of you that do find somebody in the next few months that may be a good area, and after you've used it and reused it, you might recommend it to us, and then we can recommend it to other people. The next area, the trade journals, is probably the most overlooked area. And the thing most people do not realize is every category of business has a thing called trade journals. What are trade journals? Those are the journals that are put out by your area. It could be the restaurant industry. It could be the hotel industry. It could be the electronics industry. And every industry has dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of magazines. How do you get these magazines? How do you get on their list? Well, it's very simple. As you're going out to visit suppliers or business owners in the different categories, most of them have these books laying all over their desks. And what you could do is just tear out the card, fill it out, and mail it to the people that put out that publication. On almost all of them, they're free, as long as you're part of the industry or about to become part of the industry. If you don't want to do that and you want to take the shortcut, you can go down to your library, to the reference section, to the people that put out the standard rate and data books, which are the rates for newspapers, rates for television, and newspaper advertising. And these same people put out a book also that lists all the publications in the country with an address. And you can then just go by category, which might be car washes, and write to the different publications, and within 45 or 60 days you'll be on the mailing list for many, many people that put out these books. In the back of these books you're going to find many great businesses for sale. If you want to sell one, it's a great place to sell a specialty business. And for those of you that are looking for management and need specialty management or specialty people, it's a great way to find people because they advertise because they want to be hired. Or those of you that are trying to hire somebody, it's a great place to hire or put an ad in for a manager. For those of you also that are new getting involved in business, it's great to read these trade journals because you're going to find within every industry there's a number of consulting or industry groups that are that have consulting people or experts available. Sometimes it's just part of the service for joining the organization. Other times you have to pay a little extra for it, but it's very beneficial because those people are specializing only in what you're doing or what you have a problem in. Real estate brokers, the next category, may not be the number one for you, but over all the years I've been working, I have found real estate brokers to be my number one source personally. The reason for this is I still attend a lot of real estate meetings around the country, and although the real estate people at those meetings spend most of their time marketing different pieces of real estate that they have in different parts of the United States, they also usually are sitting on or know about a good business for sale. And what I try to do then is talk to them about it, and since they know that I specialize or work in business opportunities all the time, what we find is they will then give me a complete package. They may have a listing on it, they may not. But the key thing is I find I pick up dozens of good businesses every year, making quite a bit of cash flow, very well priced, that these better real estate brokers have put together. And again, keep in mind one thing. Real estate brokers like to get paid also. So even though they happen to be very friendly and may be very good friends of yours, why not tell them about the amount you're going to pay if you decide to buy that business or if you're a broker? Maybe you're going to do a little co-brokering with them, give them part of the fee. You're going to find in this business sharing pays, whether you're a broker, whether you're a buyer or seller. By sharing with other people, you're going to actually make more money in business, especially when you get away from the greed side. The next category is one I have the most fun with, and I can't possibly do this on the tape, is a telephone book. And the reason a telephone book is so important is many of you come to me and say, gosh, I can't possibly find a business, and it's raining out, it's snowing, or maybe it's too sunny, and you're in an area where you like the rain. Well, the thing you have to realize is we have a thing called a telephone book. We have a thing called the Yellow Pages. And by just going through the Yellow Pages, what you're going to find is a number of businesses by category. You want to find suppliers are listed in the Yellow Pages. And for those of you who want to come to me and tell me there are no businesses available in your town or your city, why not pick up the Yellow Pages and count the number of businesses that are listed in there, keeping in mind every year that number grows by quite a bit. And what you're going to find is you're just making an excuse that is not valid. Now, the telephone book is very simple because if it happens to be a rainy day or you're trying to pick that other category that you're going after, all you have to do is pick out that area. Maybe it's even something you always wanted to check into. And what you do is you stick your toe in the water. You start to call these people. Ask if they want to sell. Now, I know you think you're going to be turned down. You know it's not going to work, but try it. And what you're going to find is for the hour or two that you spend, a certain number of the people are going to be interested in selling. And incidentally, you're going to find all of them very willing to talk, maybe one or two not, but most of them very willing to talk. And what you're going to find is you can dig out a lot of information, ask them if they consider selling, and if they want to, what you do is you set up an appointment and go to see them. The thing I want to warn you on anything, whether you're calling on an advertisement or you're calling somebody on the phone, As soon as you talk to them and they start to give you this story, well, I can't really tell you on the phone, you have to come here in person and see it. I just want to give you my experience of doing this for over 30 years. And that is, if they don't give you a lot of information on the phone and it's a show me type, you're usually going to find they're trying to explain why they're not doing very well, which maybe means that you wasted your trip. You wasted time going to see them. So try to give as much information as possible without insulting them.
This concludes side one. To continue, please turn the cassette over.